Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
Where would that be exactly?
In an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
And welcome.
It's a big old land.
To a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hope you had a fabulous weekend.
Happiness.
Not going to talk about football today on the program.
We rarely do anyway.
But, you know,
seen enough to know that we've got it.
When UND gets beat by NDSU,
where the stars and stripes,
especially don't want to talk about it.
And the eagle.
When the Vikes get thumped by the Cowboys, especially don't want to talk about it. So those topics, from moi, are a no-go.
How about Cam Miller, though? I'm sorry. I'll let it go.
You having fun in there?
That Viking thing was just like, that was a, that wasn't, the UND issue wasn't as big a surprise as that thumping the Vikings took yesterday. Man, I went to bed just like 2 minutes into the second half. Like, nah, I'm going to go take a nap. I'm out. You knew they didn't show up.
I think I just got done saying we're not going to talk about it. Yeah.
I'll just turn my mic off.
No, you keep your mic on. Sorry, let's not talk about that.
All right, let it go.
I want to play a little game here of, guess where this is. Okay? I'm going to read you a story. This one's from the Fargo Forum, and it's describing, you know, they run national news as well as local news. So this could be anywhere. Once you hear the story, then kind of think, okay, is it, you know, Philadelphia? Is it New York? Where is it? Story goes like this. When people say Sabrina Groucho lives in a crime-ridden neighborhood, she doesn't argue back. She keeps what she calls a machete near her window as a warning to crackheads or unwanted guests. Ever thought of that? Crime deterrent? Put the machete in the window. She has a right to be concerned. Just this past summer, the first floor resident at this particular location narrowly escaped a shootout. They just started shooting at people and there were kids around. You're thinking like Chelsea in New York, San Francisco, just down the street from Nancy Pelosi's. One bullet ricocheted and went behind one of my daughters. We ran into our apartment. I had a whole bunch of kids with me. 271-1100. Or text 701-237-1590 if you can guess where this is. So one bullet ricocheted and went behind one of my daughters. We ran into our apartment. I had a whole bunch of kids with me. They were pretty scared. As Groucho described the violent episode, she stroked her daughter's hair, and the seven-year-old girl said, "All the boys shoot me." It wasn't the first time shots were fired at or near the apartment complex. According to the police department, officers have responded to several reports of gunshots and other violent crimes at this particular location over the past year. The recent violence there prompted the Federal Bureau of Investigation, along with the police department of jurisdiction, to conduct a joint community outreach initiative. You got your FBI now, Kev.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doing an initiative.
Mm-hmm.
With investigators knocking on doors and asking about criminal activity in the area. Where was this at? That's my question for you. Where did this happen? Where is it happening? The initiative, that's the one with the FBI and the police department, also helped officers form connections with residents in the apartment complex. They have opened up lines of communication for residents to report suspicious activity in the future. We only have so many police officer positions. We can't be everywhere at once. So it's very important throughout the entire city and throughout the entire law enforcement community to have people out there that are willing to share with us information, help us solve crimes, help us curb violent crime by becoming a good witness and sending on that information. Staff at the complex also are working with police to make this location safer, according to the apartment administrator. We're really just trying to make it a better place the way it used to be. Maybe one where you don't have to put the machete in the window to scare off the crackheads. That'd be a goal to strive for. Apartment administrator says, if we don't work together on this, nothing's going to happen. Reports of gunshots are not uncommon. The complex used to be peaceful until about 2 years ago. After partnering with law enforcement, they're beginning to see improvement. Yeah, a couple less gunshots, evidently. People are starting to be more open and honest with each other, and police officers are coming around to have the door-to-door conversations. In 2021, police responded to 125 calls at the Arbors. Will you do the math on that, Kev, for me?
No problem.
125 calls in 1 year. And every third day, for crying out loud.
Roughly, yeah.
So far this year, police have been called out 108 times. It's November, given time. For a range of reports, including gunshots, welfare checks, assaults, and narcotics. Where do you think this place is? One of those calls included a report near a nearby park in which a 19-year-old sent people running while firing a MAC-11 in early August. What's a MAC-11?
It is a form of, it's like a MAC-9, like a Uzi.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Also called the Military Armament Corp Model 11, the handgun. Oh, they're telling me about this MAC-11 now. Has an extended magazine known as a subcompact machine pistol.
Yeah, it's a machine gun. I mean, it's a MAC-9 is a MAC-11 is a, yeah, Military Armament Corporation. So it's an Uzi. It's not Israeli made, but it's an Uzi.
No one was injured in that particular case. However, a woman was hurt in early 2021 shooting at the apartment complex after her group tried to break into an apartment unit, according to prosecutors. One of the apartment's residents jumped out of their window and opened fire after an AR-style rifle was pointed under his door. In the course of investigations, there's no such thing as an AR-style rifle, is there?
Oh, yeah. There's no such thing as an assault rifle.
Oh, yeah, okay. So they use use the proper terminology here.
Yeah, an AR does not stand for assault rifle.
In the course of investigating several shootings, police realized several people suspected of being involved in violent crime throughout the city lived there. Oh, what a surprise. The company runs background checks on potential residents. Evidently not. They're not working too well. The FBI reached out to the local police about conducting a joint outreach initiative. First time ever Fargo police have worked with the FBI in such an initiative, but the FBI has done it in other cities. Where is this place? The FBI declined to comment for this story, noting it doesn't discuss active investigations. Residents and apartment managers cooperated with the investigation and worked well with investigators. There are good people living there who are trying to lead their lives like anyone else. The initiative is a way to let people know police take violent crime seriously and it won't be tolerated. It's scary, said Helgeson, who's lived at the Arbors for more than 2 years, but neighbors watch each other's backs. Her 11-year-old daughter once was chased by more than 16 people swinging baseball bats and crowbars. The police advised me to stay inside and don't go out to the playground. Kids can't be kids here, for crying out loud. You need a machete at the door? I've not even finished this story, but you get the idea. Where is it? Where do you think this is at? 271-1100. Text 237-1590. Tell you when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Studios. Welcome back. Brought to you by Patriot Mobile today. You want a hot deal? Ask for the Flag Family deal with Patriot Mobile. They'll take good care of you. Call 972-PATRIOT. You can also go online. Telephone number is 972-PATRIOT or go online to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily for free activation. when you use the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. What do we think? Where was it? Texter says, I said 2 years ago, Fargo will quickly become South Minneapolis. I sent you a text regarding this and why. I would repeat the why, but nobody wants to hear it. Unfortunately, now it has to play out just like other parts of the country. They're suggesting Fargo. It isn't Fargo. Others have said the same thing. That's a scary scenario. That's one apartment building. Front page of the Fargo Forum today. Living with gunfire, that's the story. There's a story about the assault on the son of Mayor Tim Mahoney. Another story about police naming two who died in a shooting near NDSU over the weekend. Wow. And this has been building for some time. But it's here. And a reality. Something to think about. Something to concern yourself with, I would say. For sure. What do you do about it? Be more vigilant. Be aware. Not good. Is this a wake-up call, Kev, or is this like, duh?
A little of both, I think. Maybe a lot of a wake-up call and a little duh.
You've seen it, well, a long time.
Yeah. It's, I don't know how.
It's just constant.
Yeah, and it seems like we're going the wrong direction with law enforcement, with punishment, with, you know.
And people are living like that in an apartment building in Fargo, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Breaks my heart for these kids. Awful. Absolutely awful. All right. Well, it is what it is. Another topic I promised to tackle today on the program. Five big investigations that House Republicans are planning to launch. Can you name them? One that I think ought to happen first and foremost. The most important, what would it be?
Oh, man. For me, I got to find out if this president is as corrupt as we know and think that he is. So the Hunter Biden thing.
All right. You're going to put Hunter Biden there.
Afghanistan, right up there.
That's on the list.
The border.
The border. There you go. That's mine.
Yep.
That's number one.
Yeah.
That's number one. Just
yeah.
Stop the bleeding.
Immediately.
Because they're lying. About the border. They're claiming the border is secure. I've said that all along. I can look on my television screen and find out to be that's a bald-faced lie.
I have now two friends with young, not young children, but, you know, in their 20s that have both, over the weekend, a friend in the Twin Cities lost his son. Just accidental fentanyl poisoning.
Mm.
Yep. It's like our friend Robbie here and her son Tyler. It's just
awful.
It's criminal.
Yeah, and again,
it's treasonous.
In addition to the border being open, there is the whole traffic flow of drugs and what's happening there.
Oh.
It's a twofer. It's awful.
I want Biden marched out in handcuffs, not impeached. This is treasonous. This is the worst. And we have to go to why
he owns it.
Why? Well. Why would you do? Well, they want voters. They're going to bring in a bunch of people, and they're going to vote how they say it. Really? Really believe that? How are you going to get them to the voting booth? How are you going to get them legitimized?
I think it's also just bleeding hearts.
For me, it's got to be money.
If you live in a country where there are poor conditions, I just described what sounds like a third-world country in a Fargo apartment building, but I think they think, okay, come here for a better life, and never mind the fact that that is going to burden the communities in which these people choose to live, you know, and be a burden on delivering services in those places.
But yeah.
I think that's part of their motivation, too.
I just follow the money. And when you look at the money that the global human traffickers and the billions, the fentanyl and the drugs and the billions, there's got to be some way somebody's getting a kickback on something here. Because it's just too blatantly open and too blatantly ignored.
What do you want the Republican majority in the U.S. House to investigate? What's high on your list? We already rattled off a bunch of these here.
Ukraine would be right up there, too. I wouldn't mind looking into a bit of that. Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I did not.
About her, they're done. She is done. And she's, I think this was on Friday. Listen to this. This is her talking about this resolution that she wants to get going. Here, go ahead and... Oh, hang on. I got it unmuted here. There we go. And this is her talk.
I would like to announce that I've introduced a privileged resolution. And what this will do is it will hold our government accountable for all of the funding for Ukraine.
Matt Gaetz was there with her.
Congress has appropriated $54 billion to aid in the Ukrainian conflict. Joe Biden has requested another $38 billion this week. The American people, the taxpayers of this country, deserve to know where their money is going and how it's being spent. Of the $54 billion, $44 billion is for aid to Ukraine and other affected countries. What other countries? How are they impacted? Are we talking about Poland, where Ukraine fired missiles and it accidentally killed two people in Poland? Is that what we're talking about? We're just finding out about the situation with FTX. So is American people's taxpayer dollars going to fund aid in Ukraine, but yet it's really funding something else that's happening, maybe ending up in Democrat donors' pockets? Was that helping Democrat campaigns? Was that helping Democrat candidates get elected? $11.8 billion in other assistance, including for direct budget support to Ukraine and development aid and other assistance to Ukraine and other affected countries. What development aid? What assistance? Who is running this? These are all the questions the American people have.
Love her.
All right, there's one for the list. What else would you like to see House Republicans investigate? What should be on their list of things to get to the bottom of? You
now
tell
let's
us.
Let's compare that.
271-1100, 271-1100, toll-free 855-200-1776, or text me, 701-237-1590 on What's On Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An earthquake shook Indonesia's main island of Java on Monday, killing at least 46 people, damaging dozens of buildings, and sending residents into the capital streets for safety. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 5.6 quake was centered in the Cianjur region in West Java province. A 22-year-old gunman opened fire in an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado over the weekend, killing five people and injuring 25. The suspect was subdued by patrons and arrested by police. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez.
Detectives are also looking to identify if there were any other individuals who assisted the suspect. The motive of the crime is part of the investigation, and whether this was a hate crime is part of that investigation.
49ers at Cardinals for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits. Might as well start Thanksgiving week right. How about some lasagna? That sound good? Or what? Southern chicken bowl or lasagna? Two choices for you at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Alfredo cheese ravioli in Harwood. Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish meatballs at MP Avenue. Stew in Glendon. Tater tot hot dish on 45th. Good. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. You're going to love it. 27 before the top of the hour. By the way, next hour we're going to talk with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Unpack the latest month of oil and gas stats. I want to talk a little bit, too, about how the federal government is impeding oil and gas development domestically. The Biden administration, specifically, they talk about this regularly as if it's, you know, party time. You develop anything you want. We're not holding you back. Come on. If you could, just drill, baby, drill. Not the case. Also, Dr. Todd Schaefer, president of Sanford Health Bismarck, talk about veterans recognition. So we look forward to that. All right, so the items that are on the list, five investigations that House Republicans are planning to launch. My question for you is, what else should be on the list? Southern borders one, which I think is the most important. Afghanistan withdrawal is the other. The origin of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, I have one. I have one. That would be that's right up there, too.
The Department of Justice.
Oh, that's up there, too.
Jim Jordan, widely expected to chair the House Judiciary Committee, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland requesting a slew of documents on everything from the Justice Department's alleged targeting of Project Veritas. Have you heard about that?
Uh-huh.
To the search for classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Jordan insisted the Federal Bureau of Investigation under the stewardship of Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland is broken.
You think?
And then the other one is Hunter Biden. So there's the five on the list. You want to add to the list?
You know, Scott, I would say Afghanistan, the border, Hunter Biden. I mean, all of that.
You got those.
It's big. Those are important.
Yeah.
But they come nowhere near gender equality in the Philippines. Because gender equality in the Philippines is where, well, Kamala Harris spent some time over the weekend, actually.
You lift up the economic status of a woman, her family will be lifted.
Uh-huh.
Her community will be lifted.
Bet you didn't
All of society will benefit.
Yeah.
lift up the economic status of women, and all of society benefits.
That is the vice president was in Manila in the Philippines speaking about gender equality. And I got 13 seconds of gold here, too. Listen.
Never think of what you're doing as fighting against something.
No.
You're fighting for something.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a noble pursuit? To fight for something.
What in the world?
To fight for something.
What is the deal?
You know, man, right? Gender equality in the Philippines is what she's worried about.
It's so obvious, too, that how she speaks just tells us how little is there.
She's an actress.
Yeah, and so she has
she's a bad one.
Dramatize everything to add a little flair to what you obviously don't have in the way of brain power.
Brains, yeah. Oh, that is just one of the best.
Lie of the year, says this listener. Mayorkas, the border is secure. Right? That's on the list. That one makes the list. What others should be on the list? 237-1590 if you want to text us. 237-1590 or call 271-1100. Another listener, FBI corruption, fact-checking on social media, and Jeffrey Epstein. FBI's on the list. Fact-checking on social media and Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to add those two to the list. Thank you. Kamala always sounds stoned, says one listener. Just out to lunch, so I guess that could be one of the same.
Pretty sure she inhaled.
She's a lawyer. She's a lawyer with a third-grade education. Third-grade education, this one. Can I have a little more, Kamala?
Kamala? Kamala? You sure can. You want the same? Listen to that one again.
Never think of what you're doing as fighting against something.
Right. Don't fight against.
You're fighting for something.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, isn't that a noble pursuit?
Pursuit.
To fight for something.
You know what? She's right, though. And we think that fighting for less government, freedom from your anarchist nonsense, energy independence, we're fighting for that, more freedom, fighting for a secure border and a secure country. So, yeah, she's right on that. She doesn't apparently seem to be in that fight in any way, but, you know, hey, she's right about fighting for something.
Give me the other cut. I got to have the other one.
So that's society benefits.
You lift up the economic status of a woman. Her family will be lifted. Her community will be lifted. All of society will benefit. Lift up the economic status of women, and all of society benefits.
You know what I hate about these? This is like Captain Obvious stuff.
Yes.
You know?
And all the gender, all the virtue signaling.
What they think is you need me.
Race, gender,
You need us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're nothing. We're going to fight for you. Fight for something.
Instead of against it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Texter says, Scott didn't get the memo. Again, the House can have 1,000 hearings. Do you think anyone will be held accountable? We've seen this movie before. That's a fair point. That's a fair point about wanting to make sure that there's some accountability with us. Let's go to Kathy in Hillsboro. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, this is the poster child for why affirmative action does not work, and why we need our education system looked at rather than just continuing to pat each other on the back, saying that the decline has slowed in our children's ability to think critically and do basic educational work like math, English, and everything else. Kamala Harris is the exact poster child of why we need to stop worrying about someone's gender, race, ethnic origin, sexual identity, and we need to start taking care of the human condition because we are flawed, and this is showing it right here.
Yeah, great point. Great point. And, you know, the Democrats and their identity politics knows no end. It's really unbelievable. I mean, Joe Biden, in announcing who his vice president would be, said a black woman. You know, that was first. And then... Kamala came next. You know, it was
for the day. I live for the day when someone doesn't have to say black woman, whatever. When someone just says this individual and gives their name and says was appointed to office, went to the moon, whatever it takes, because that's equality, not this other garbage.
That's an applause line.
There it is. You nailed it. You nailed it. So true. So very true.
But it takes me back to the conversation about priorities.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority.
Which apparently seems to be gender equality in the Philippines.
Yeah.
That's the priority there.
Kathy, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Kathy.
Appreciate it very much. Very well said. Applause.
What she said was perfect. Can we just get back to the individual, the merit-based system in which you earn it? You do the work. You be better.
January 6th hoax somebody wants added to the list.
Oh, that'll be in there. You bet.
It's not in the top five right now, but should be added to the list. There's so much misinformation out there about January 6th.
You got to love McCarthy saying Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, gone.
Yeah, I want
these fake people.
I want Nancy Pelosi to answer under oath a little bit about her modus operandi as being in charge of the security of the Capitol on January 6th. That's what I'd like to know.
Not a chance.
Who let these people in?
Yep. Not a chance she'll ever get in front of any sort of committee or testify to anything.
Is that question been asked anywhere? Who let these people in?
We know who let them in.
You got a Capitol Police Force.
We know who let them in.
Why in the world would you let them in?
On video.
Another listener says COVID-19. By the way, we have Peter McCullough on the program tomorrow. He has testified before the Senate. Ron Johnson's committee, which is great. Brian or Ryan do we have? Brian in Fargo. You're next in What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
I want to have them investigate the embedded FBI agents into the 9/11 and at the Capitol, and also the Gretchen Whitmer attempted kidnapping of all the information about the embedded FBI agents that they've had.
Yeah, interesting. You mean January 6th with the FBI agents?
January 6th. I mean, the so-called thing with Gretchen Whitmer that had FBI agents embedded into these plots.
So, facts. We want facts.
Yeah. How about the so-called Paul Pelosi hide the hammer fight? What was that all about? Yeah. Come on.
Absolutely. How about the details on that? He answers the door and goes back in, and you know it's just unreal.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Debbie in Grand Forks, what item you want on the list?
Well, I have a couple, and the first one is the 2020 election and all the fraud that went on with thousands of ballots being just Biden alone and no one else. The interference by the laptop with Hunter Biden, there was interference because that was shut out. So people in the 51 intelligence agents that said there was nothing to it. And the affidavits, the thousands of affidavits from different states, people saying they saw fraud, the poll watchers not being allowed in. There was so many things that went on in that election. We need, you know what, if we ever want to have a fair election again, all the problems they're having in Arizona right now and some other states, if we ever want to have a fair election again, we're going to have to get to the truth. And
Debbie,
January 6th one.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Running up against the break, but you added mightily to the list for sure. But the laptop, you mentioned the laptop situation. But Twitter being told, it's Russian disinformation. Or Facebook being told Russian disinformation. Don't talk about it. Silence
it. We're all told that.
Get rid of it.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Freedom Matters USA Studios on What's On Your Mind. Steve in Fargo is waiting. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, along with the border and all that stuff. But to me, it all stems from Dominion voting machines and George Soros and his backing of certain things. I think that's where I would start. along with, you know, the cryptocurrency fraud and all that, but I think that's where you start, is with George Soros and the Dominion machine. And on a personal note, I'd like to see somebody investigate Michael Obama's gynecologist, find out what she really is.
I see. All right.
I see where you're going there.
Steve, thank you for the thank you for the visual there. Appreciate your call, Steve. Thank you. Others welcome at 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776 on the program today. I have a little present for you, Kev.
What do you got? What?
Listen close.
This is my third trip to the Indo-Pacific region as vice president, and really signifies the significance of the relationship between the United States and our allies and partners in this region. The discussions that we had included, in large part, a discussion about the significance of the climate crisis and what we can do as the United States to be a leader in that regard. This is
we got a little bit of signifies the significance. That was that right up there with the greatest hits. There signifies the significance.
And then, yeah, and we're going to do more. But what's Indonesia doing exactly for the climate? What steps are they taking to, you know?
In large part.
They're putting all the mopeds and all the little motorcycles away that are the worst polluters on the planet? Probably not.
A discussion about the significance of the climate.
Oh, yeah.
No notes. No notes. There we go. Then we get into big trouble there. All right, what should be on the list besides whether Kamala Harris is commanding the has any kind of command of the English language? What else?
A gig. Well, I mean, what a gig she's got. She's traveling got around the world, hanging out, talking climate, jumping on the jet. Let's head to Indonesia. Is there beach time for us on Tuesday? Let's get that worked into this.
Five big investigations House Republicans are planning to launch include the southern border, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department of Justice, and Hunter Biden. What else should be on that list? Tell us at 701-271-1100. Brian, you're first up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Next up, I should say.
Thank you. I'm going to take things a little bit of a different direction, and as much as I would like all of these things investigated, I actually don't really want anything to be investigated because I don't think anything ever gets done when this happens. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money, and these people are, you know, God help us, but they seem to me like they are above the law and nothing ever happens to them. I would rather see our congressmen, our senators, buckle down and fix our country as best as can possibly be done until we get another Republican president in there, and hopefully it's a Republican president that we can trust, because as of right now, in my opinion, we've got, like, I think it's, what is it, 435 or 535 people in Congress, and I can't think of more than three or four of them that I trust.
Interesting take. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you, Brian. Texters say voting security, voting fraud is another one. Scott, didn't Biden say nobody messes with a Biden? Clearly he knows they will never be held accountable. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Debbie, let's go to you. You're next, Debbie, on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Debbie.
Debbie, this is a concern for Hunter Biden, connecting him with George Soros, Chinese money, the COVID operation that they foist upon all of us people. So tie Biden's into it, and then the border.
Good list. Thank you for that. Roger, let's go to you next on What's on Your Mind. What do you want on that list, Roger?
I want to add an investigation on both sides of the rhinos, how they're getting their money. Let's follow the dollars there.
All right. Okay. Follow the money.
That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Texter says, Paul Pelosi camera's not working. Jeffrey Epstein camera's not working. So-called pipe bomb on January 6th at federal building camera's not working. But the Capitol cameras were working. Why is that? Why did the public get to see that? Maybe because it was rehearsed? Remember, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, the Hollywood producer, was in charge of this. Interesting. Another comment. Follow the cord to the cameras, for crying out loud. Who's next? A couple more texts here. I agree with Kevin. Joe Biden is a thug, a criminal, a money launderer, and a treasonous murderer for allowing our borders to be left open and letting the drug cartels to pour in fentanyl into the country, killing thousands of our youth. Joe's dishonored the oath he took to uphold the Constitution. He should be tried and convicted for high crimes he's committing. he and the left fear Trump so much because they know if he is elected again, he'll come after them like a pit bull and nail their butts to the wall. There I said it.
we hope.
SCOTUS abortion ruling leaker. All right. Somebody else wants Michelle Obama investigated. The FBI needs to be investigated along with the DOJ for the caller saying no more investigations. That would just embolden these people.
Apparently there was another SCOTUS leak, too. Did you hear about that over the weekend?
What was it of?
I'll give you, after the break, I'll give you details on that. But, yeah, they're calling for reform, the whole setup.
Yeah. Find the leakers, huh?
Amen.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.